Years ago, the bad guys would plan their crime, commit the crime, and create havoc. Often it would take authorities years to track down these bad people. Today, with the digital world consistently changing at an exceptional speed, even our top security organizations can't keep up with these scammers. So many variations of technically driven fraud activities exist today. These under-the-radar online activities target new victims at an unprecedented rate. Even job postings have become the criminal's pot of gold. Identity theft is only one kind of fraud that digital scam artists try and achieve. Cloning or duplication of websites is the new norm. It's like fake news. It's out there and becoming harder to know real from not real, just like if a website has been hijacked and duplicated for criminal intent. The job seeker market is ripe for their evil pickings. These criminals take advantage of job seekers with ease by posing as an employer and asking for personal information. The scammers can clone a job board site, post fake job ads, and wait for you to respond, and wham, they've got you. It is their mission to capture your identity and personal information. They find a way in, gain access to your identity and technology, and before you know it, you are getting alerts that your credit cards are all compromised. These scammers have technology that consistently loops to find victims. If a website has been cloned to look like Apple, but it isn't Apple, and you call the number on the screen, know that you are not talking to Apple but the scammers. Hang up immediately. I know it sounds crazy, but think of this. The job market generates billions of people worldwide seeking employment. They each have homes, cars, personal assets, and personal documents. Can you see how the employment market can be a honeypot of targets for many criminals all over the world? VoIP is not a guaranteed secure method of communication. Wi-Fi can be unprotected, especially if you are outside of North America on vacation. Scammers can use magic jacks or all kinds of hijacking technology to creep into Wi-Fi and scoop what they can off of as many people as possible. Your best defense is vigilance when job hunting. Under all circumstances, never give your personal information to anyone, including an employer. The exception is when you receive a written job offer, signed once and through the hiring process of references or background checks. No real employer or any genuine organization would ask for your driver's license, passport, social insurance number, or social security number or banking information ever, unless you work for that organization and know the people asking. Do your best to avoid becoming a victim of a fake job posting. Ask the recruiter or organization representative that reaches out to you for their telephone contact information. Tell them you will call them right back and that you just need some privacy to take the call. Then look online and find the head office telephone number and call the organization on a landline, if possible, telephone. Ask them to verify which branch, division, or part of the company is your caller with. Tell them you want to check the spelling of your caller's name and confirm their title. This is the best way to ensure that the organization is legitimate and the person who reached out to you actually works there. Another identifier of a fraudulent email is found on the return email ID identification. Example, from bog@generalelectric.com, note that General Electric is misspelled in the email address. These details could reveal a thief. Look at the details closely. If you suspect an email is fraudulent, this is one of the best ways you tell it's a phishing scam. A thief. Also, look at phone numbers and letterhead if it is embedded in the email. Do they line up with the organization's mailing address, other phone numbers and logos and images? Do not open attachments. Do not open links, ever.